something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter number 2, I want to read to you from verse 13. Verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. He says it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Let me read to you from the NET translation. He says, for the one bringing forth in you both the desire and the effort for the sake of his good pleasure is God. The desire and the effort to accomplish comes from God. Hallelujah. The desire and the effort both come from God. He says it is God which works in you both to will and to do. In other words, God makes you willing and also prepares you to do. Incidentally, this is something that not every child of God experiences. Not because God is not doing it, but because they do not know how to take advantage of God's plans and purposes in their lives. He says, it is God who makes you willing and who prepares you, inspires you, enables you, drives you to do. Do you realize that there are a lot of people in the world today, they have good dreams, they have good ideas, They know what to do, but it is not in them to do it. They just don't do it. They would like to do it, but they just don't do it. They don't know why they don't do it. They have great ideas, beautiful ideas, but it just doesn't work within them to accomplish it. Then somebody else who's not as smart as they are gets the idea and does it. And then they say, but I knew about it. I thought about it. I could have done it. Why didn't you do it then? Well, I don't know. And so, week after week, months after months, year after year, they just watch those who were not as intelligent as themselves, those who were not as smart as themselves, those who were not even as educated as themselves, go beyond them, go ahead of them, and become very successful and prosperous and influential. And they become maybe even bitter. They become sad, unhappy. So they wonder, is there anything wrong with me? Maybe God didn't help me. Maybe some are so unaware of their situation that they will blame everybody else and everything else except themselves. You have a good idea, a smart idea, but you just can't get yourself together enough to do it. So you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You might even write it down and say, oh, what a wonderful idea, but it still doesn't come out. You might even be the leader of a group, maybe a fellowship, a church, and then you say, we need to get a new venue. You just never get it. 2 years have gone by, you just never get it. I'm going to study this book. You just don't study it. You have it with you, but you will not study it. And then somebody starts quoting from the same book. And you say, I got a book. But that you have it doesn't mean you know it. You can have the book and not know what's inside. Hallelujah. All right, maybe in the Bible, I'm going to study the book of Romans. I think I really need to study the book of Romans. Well, you said that 2 years ago. You didn't do it. Last year, you said the same thing. You still didn't do it. And it's 6 months now into the present year, the current year, and you haven't done it. And it doesn't look like you're about to do it. Why do we dream and not fulfill our dreams? Why do we have ideas and not carry them out? If we only did those things that came into our hearts, we would be extraordinary. If we only did, but we don't. So why? Many of us don't. So what's the problem? I'm really this week I'm going to fast and I'm going to pray and I'm going. And before the week gets to the middle of it, you've already eaten so much, you can't even think of fasting. Hallelujah. I'm really going to be praying now from 10 minutes to 30 minutes every day. 5 minutes, you're done. Why do we have ideas, good ideas, and we don't carry them out? Somebody said, well, maybe they're good ideas and they're not God ideas. Okay, but what about the God ideas you had? You still didn't do them. So why? You said you were going to have a shop. It's 5 years now. Where is your shop? Well, if I had the money, you did. No, I never got it. You did. No, you did. No, I didn't. I knew how much I wanted. I'm telling you, you did. Sit down and count. So, why do we have visions that never come to fruition and just watch others go beyond us and become so great with our ideas? Our own ideas. We thought the ideas were for us. How come somebody else used those ideas and became so great? And here we are. We just read a scripture. He said, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. He works in you to will and to do. Many of us have never meditated on that verse. Some have never understood it. Hallelujah. All right. Let's begin to look at some scriptures. Turn to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter number 32. I'll read to you. Verse 37. Behold, I will gather them out of foreign countries, whither I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. I will cause them to dwell safely. Did you see that? There is a doing from God's part. And they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. Hallelujah. All right, now while we're thinking about this, let's begin to look at some of the scriptures. First Kings, chapter 8. I want you to notice this prayer here from verse 54. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord that had given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us, nor forsake us. What a prayer. Verse 58. That he may incline our hearts unto him. That's the part I want you to see. Verse 58, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments which he commanded our fathers.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Atta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.